Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dan.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week, brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy, what do you call a fake noodle?
I don't know. What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Oh, because it's impasting.
Yeah, and it's pasta.
Because it's a noodle.
Yeah.
Unless it's in your pool.
Yeah.
Then it's just an impasta.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Now we're going to swim our way to our next segment, which is Big Word of the Week.
Yeah.
Which Dayton also has for us.
That's a way to start it off easy. Big Word of the Week is brought to you by Alltype Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's Big Word of the Week is pizzazz, which means the activeness and energetic personality, which is just like the Burbage Bro Podcast.
Pizzazz. Dayton, I need more pizzazz next time you say the word pizzazz.
Pizzazz!
Okay.
There we go.
Very pizzazzful. Okay. So, anyway, going into our next segment, which is for the month of October, famous African-American author. This week's famous African-American author is James Mercer Langston Hughes. He was an American poet, novelist, and playwright, among other things. He made his career in New York City. There, he won major awards like the Palms Magazine Intercollegiate Poetry Award and the Spingra Medal for Distinguished Achievements by an African American. Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he's a rad dude.
He has some very good
awards.
Books.
Books.
And poetry.
Books.
That you might want to find. I don't know. But he's a very good guy, I think.
Books.
Okay.
Books!
Now, we're going to go into our next segment, which is Quote of the Week.
You should have said we should read our way into our next segment.
No.
Come on, man.
Hold fast to dreams. For as dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. That was said by Langston Hughes. So basically, if you want to one day have a good podcast, you know, you can dream about it and never give up.
And then come to Bro vs. Bro.
Yeah, because that's where all the good podcasts go down.
Yep. Bro vs. Bro Institute, where learning turns into podcasting.
Wow. That's our new saying.
Yep.
And Dayton just made it up.
In the middle of a podcast.
Okay. So now we're going to go into our next segment.
Read our way into our next segment.
Stop. Okay. Oh. You have a problem.
No, okay.
This week, our tech fact is by Dayton Christopher.
No. Today, our tech fact is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. In 1956, 5 megabytes of data weighed a ton.
Oh.
A ton.
Oh.
Like 1/100th of a megalodon. A megalodon.
Okay, roar! Guys. Don't cite us on that. A megalodon is a giant shark. A megabyte is not a giant shark. Okay. But basically, a megabyte is like, it's really small nowadays. And now back then what happened is they used their really heavy brick phones to call the Incredible Hulk, and he carried it around.
Their phones looked like a brick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures
of brick phones.
Okay. Now we're gonna go into our second to last segment.
Yup.
Which is this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
Yep, I do. Today, our book recommendation is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Because it ain't broke. Okay, so Big Nate Out Loud by Lincoln Pierce is about an 11-year-old Nate Wright who is living out loud and he would not have it any other way.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to send us in how you live out loud and listen to our podcast,
then
you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com.
And you can win a lot of rad prizes.
Because at Bruh vs. Bro Institute,
we give away rad prizes.
No.
What do we do?
We turn learning into podcasting.
Learning into podcasting.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said. Anyway, back on to the rad prizes. The rad prize that you could win. I don't know why I'm saying rad.
Rad.
Okay.
Radical.
Oh, stop.
Radimated. Wait, what?
Oh, no. Some of them are t-shirts.
Stickers.
Signed pictures of me and...
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs. Stop. Man/woman handbags.
Hot Wheels. I mean, cars. Cars.
Yeah, cars.
Cars.
Yes.
I definitely did not just say...
Hot Wheels.
Yep. But you can win any of those prizes and more at this nice handy prize box we have right here.
Yeah, definitely we have a prize box.
Yeah, that's our prize box.
At Bruh vs. Bro Institute.
Okay.
Yep, prize box.
Just wanted to make sure you heard it the first time. Okay. Nope. We're going to go into our last segment where we give shout-outs to people.
Yeah,
and again, if you would like to be on these rare few who get shouted-outed.
Shouted-outed.
Then you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com.
And win cool prizes, but we're not going to go back into it.
Or are we?
Definitely cars, not Hot Wheels.
Okay, our first shout-out are two birthdays. Happy birthday to Iris Hall and Joe M.
And the ASO Soccer League team, X-Men. Definitely not my team. Yep.
Okay. We're also going to give a shout-out to AG, who is running for DA.
AG for DA!
AG Howell.
Yep.
He's running in Wayne County. Just do it, okay,
just,
guys?
Just do it like Nike. Okay. And Tracy and David Schauf in South Charlotte. Schauf.
Good job.
Definitely, I didn't say Schauf.
And, sorry, Carl and Rebecca H., located in Charlotte, NC.
Yeah. Never find me.
Located in Queen City.
Okay. And we couldn't do the podcast without these people, so take it away.
Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Monster by Michael Jackson.
Definitely not Michael Jordan. No, it's actually Michael Jackson. Never mind. Team Mom/Security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
And while you're at it, turn learning into podcasting.
Said by Dayton Self.
Copyright.
Yeah, no copyright. No, copyright. Yeah.